Blackstone Audio presents The Age of Wonder, How the Romantic Generation Discovered the Beauty and Terror of Science, by Richard Holmes. To John Cook at Radio Flatlands. Prologue. 1. In my first chemistry class at the age of 14, I successfully precipitated a single crystal of mineral salts. This elementary experiment was done by heating a solution of copper sulfate, I think, over a Bunsen burner and leaving it to cool overnight. The next morning, there it lay at the bottom of my carefully labelled test tube, a single beautiful crystal, the size of a flattened Fox's Glacier Mint, a miniature ziggurat with a faint blue opalescence, propped up against the inside of the glass, too big to lie flat, monumental and mysterious to my eyes. No one else's test tube held anything but a few feeble grains. I was triumphant, my scientific future assured. But it turned out that the chemistry master did not believe me. The crystal was too big to be true. He said, not at all unkindly, that I had obviously faked it, and slipped a piece of coloured glass into the test tube instead. It was quite a good joke. I implored him, "Oh, test it, sir, just test it." But he refused, and moved on to other matters. In that moment of helpless disappointment, I think I first glimpsed exactly what real science should be. To add to it, years later, I learned the motto of the Royal Society, "Nullius in verba," nothing upon another's word. I have never forgotten this incident, and have often related it to scientific friends.